I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hope rose yesterday as Israel and Hamas signed the first phase of a ceasefire deal. Significant questions remain for a larger future peace agreement, but in a coincidence that only God could have arranged, the Beirut House of Prayer planned months ago to have an international prayer assembly October 9th through the 11th. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon invites you to join in asking for God's will and for the knowledge of His glory to be released in the Middle East at this pivotal time. Then, here's a quick Bible quiz for you. What did Jesus, Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and Phoebe all have in common? Well, some people had leading roles, others worked backstage, but all of them were catalysts who equipped the church and empowered it to reach the world. Dane says Unfolding Word follows their example to be a catalyst for the global church in today's context. Along with teaching believers how to do church-centric Bible translation, partnership is a key catalytic component. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.